Bummer, the holidays are over. No more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. The new year is full of ups and downs, but however you're feeling, you can always be happy with Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher. Rent or buy new releases like Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour Extended Version. You can add on hundreds of streamers. One app, one password. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
So as I mentioned mere moments ago, I had some Panthers takes that yesterday that didn't quite sit well with fans. They didn't felt it was strong enough. And I think I want to apologize. Not just think. I want to apologize. And it wasn't because I was just totally just taking a dump on the Panthers because they lost 33-30. It was a competitive football game. The offense played incredibly well. But I think what I didn't articulate well enough was the idea that I think Bryce Young had a very good football game, and the offense seemed to do the things it needed to do. The challenge was for me, as someone who watches football from my cheap seat, so to speak, is that they gave up 33 points to the Packers.
They did.
And the Packers are not world beaters by any means. But I see and I hear the fans out there going, well, man, clearly you didn't watch the game, and he, you know, that wasn't, man, what is it? I watched the game.
You're right.
I saw what happened. The offense, this team was down two scores in that fourth quarter, and they came back and grinded out a couple of drives.
Mm-hmm.
The second drive wasn't really a grind. I mean, they made some very good plays. That first drive to get within the one touchdown, you know, there was an unnecessary roughness penalty. There was a PI penalty on it. But DJ Chark, you know, made
a
play.
He showed up.
Made a play.
I'm so proud of him.
And along with making those plays, Bryce Young made plays. And he made plays again on that next drive. They just gave Jordan Love a little bit too much extra time to get the Packers back down the field. And again, you gave up 33 points. But I do believe that there is improvement. The issue I have with believing in improvement in the NFL is you've lost 12 games up until that point, and now you've lost 13 games.
Exactly.
And so where you're at is, are we looking for signs of improvement, or are we looking for a win? There are no moral victories.
There's not.
They are losses and they are wins. No matter how much we want to see them through the rose-colored glasses, or as I like to say, find the silver linings. And I really tried to find the silver linings, and I think I was successful on day two here.
Yes.
As I say this stuff out loud, there is hope. We saw the glimmers of the quarterback that was drafted by this team and introduced officially to the league 3 months ago. The things you expected him to do, the things you wanted him to do, the things we all said, this is what he's capable of doing, he did those things.
Yeah.
And I don't question the drafting of Bryce Young. I don't question that at all. I don't question the guy himself. We all question whether the spark was there. He may have found the spark. The unfortunate part about finding the spark this late in the season is it only counts for personal growth, not for team growth. You don't own a pick in the first round next year. You're going to have a brand new coaching staff next year.
Hopefully, yes. But yes, we will.
This is where I sit. So I do apologize for being a little bit soft and kind of going, eh, it's another loss. It's a loss for the Panthers. For that, I apologize. There are no easy losses in this league.
Yeah.
But it is still an L. And you got to roll to Jacksonville. And hopefully you can give them some of those lumps back and take what momentum you feel you had this past Sunday into this next game.
Yeah, and it was very frustrating. I don't know if you talked about this yesterday. It was very frustrating to watch that they actually did show spark. It did look promising. They did look good. They were showing some grit on the field, but then we're still making dumb calls. Why did you make that challenge? Because you have to think, we lost that timeout that they could have used to potentially tie up the game. I don't know if you talked about that yesterday. That was my biggest grief with that whole. I was so excited. I'm like, look at us go. Look at us show some fight. They got that dog in them. And then they ran out of time.
One tick, one clock, 1 second, fall down, get a field goal.
Yep.
Those are the breaks of the NFL.
Yep.
The goodness and the badness, you take all of it with you. It's just how, unfortunately, it works. And by the way, for those of you, again, I did apologize. I am wearing a white hat today because I'm waving the white flag.
That's your white flag?
I do surrender to those of you who called me out on some of the garbage yesterday. I wasn't my strongest on that. Hopefully, that made up for it just a little teeny bit. I'm not trying to make you happy.
Right.
I can't make everybody happy. I can't be everything to everybody.
You can't.
I can only do that as a dad. And that's really hard, too.
Yeah. Like, and you just did Christmas. Like, you're tapped out for a second. You just gotta.
I have more family coming in this week. Like, it's not even over yet, and I left my poor wife at home to clean up the house. And yeah. I apologize. So, two apologies this morning. Honey, I'm sorry. I left you with a little bit of more work than I thought I was going to leave you before my family shows up. They appreciate it, and I appreciate it.
There you go.
I do. Okay. There we go. I'm going to take off the white hat now. Here, hold on a second. Take the hat off.
There you go.
And we're going to
move
on to the next thing here. All right. Holiday break is over for the Carolina Hurricanes. Yes, the Carolina Hurricanes, who have been struggling in the month of December 4-9, unfortunately, if you just cut down to the brass tacks, so to speak. They have come back from a break. They have back-to-back games. They start tonight in Nashville and are back at home in Raleigh against the Montreal Canadiens. Les Canadiens du Montreal.
Canadiens.
They had an informal skate this morning before they hopped on a flight to Nashville because of the silly NHL rules. Because of the actual break, you can't travel until you're officially in business.
So weird.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
it is what it is.
But. Hate's a strong word. I dislike this NHL policy.
Yeah.
I truly dislike. Seriously, just let them fly out the night before. They can get a good night's sleep.
Sure.
There's plenty of ice in Nashville or wherever they happen to be headed to go do their things. Anyway, Rod Brind'Amour, head coach, talking about having a couple of days off here.
I don't know. I think it's such a grind. And it's nice for the guys to, you know, I'm sure, just get away from hockey for a little while. Obviously, it hasn't gone exactly how we'd like to have gone here so far this year, but you know, it's a chance to kind of refresh and hopefully come out with you know, spirited effort.
We've talked a bit about puck luck when it comes to the Carolina Hurricanes, and if you just review recent history with this team in this really rough stretch of 1-4, the blowout game that they had in the win, they scored 6 goals in. In the losses, it's either been overtime, shootout, or 1-goal losses. The puck luck just hasn't been there.
Not for them.
And to go even deeper into this, when you look back at the wins that this team has as they come out of the break here, and there's another break coming up at the beginning of February with the All-Star break as well, and there's a ton of home games, which is fortunate for them. This is the makeup from the State Fair trip when the season started. They've got they're only on the road one game between January 7th and like February 10th.
Thankfully.
Yeah, so there's a lot of home cooking on the way. This team, if you look back at all the wins, and it's something that Rod Brind'Amour complained about while on the Canadian road trip, was that the stars weren't performing. And when you see the wins, it is those stars, and it's the same consistent names. And yes, you want to believe that everybody on this currently 22-person roster is carrying their weight, but really you are paying guys to be superstars. You're paying Sebastian Aho to be a superstar. You weren't expecting to be paying Pyotr Kochetkov to be a superstar, yet this is where we are at. Seth Jarvis, not getting paid like a superstar, but getting treated like that, and also one of those guys that is performing, doing very well in the areas where he needs to be. Goal scoring, power play assists, doing the simple things. Those are the stars. When you see this team's losses, it's like everybody else on the roster.
Yeah.
Like, the names you aren't thinking of and associating with. Like, when this team is truly successful, yes, you want all cylinders clicking, but I don't necessarily need Jesper Fast being my first star of the game.
Right. No.
Like, 3 nights out of the year. And unfortunately, when he is the star, you are not winning those games.
Not at all.
So this team needs a little bit of puck luck. It would be as simple as a couple of goals in the last 5 games. This team is not looking at 17-13. This team is looking at 21-9. And it's a much different outlook for this team. But yet again, here we are. We're also having to deal with the mentals or the physicals or something with Antti Raanta, who is right now considered the backup goalie, who was sent down to Chicago for 2 games, gave up 6 goals and 2 appearances in Chicago, and now he's back up. After the skate this morning, again, Rod Brind'Amour talking about bringing Antti back up.
Yeah, that's a managerial more discussion than me, so I'm kind of out of it on that side of things. But like I said, I think it's the most important position, clearly. I mean, we've seen it when it's the goalies are good, what it does for us, and when they're kind of iffy, what it does to us. So we need to be, we talk about being consistent, I think, in general with our group, but it starts with those guys, I think, and we need to get that going here the second half of the year.
it's hard to be consistent when you have no clear consistency in the crease as it is right now. You're waiting for Freddie Anderson to come back in terms of being like healthy and ready to go and take the net again. Antti Raanta's taken his short stint in the minors to try to get the mojo vibe back or get the mojo going. I'm not sure if it worked, but there's a back-to-back coming up again tonight and Thursday night. So we're dealing with he's going to play.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Pyotr Kochetkov, not necessarily. This year, if you all remember, if you roll back the clock 1 year, this is when Pyotr was getting hot.
He was.
This is where he was rolling and rolling and rolling. But he accepted pretty much a number one every night goalie kind of thing. And you have to go back, like, to... It's been a while since you've had to call in a goalie to be kind of the clear number one starter. Like, and there are so very few of those. Most of them are Hockey Hall of Famers. Let's be honest. Pyotr Kochetkov, thrown into the fire, no safety net. Do what you can do, kid. We will support you as much as we can.
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for pack therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Oh, bummer. The holidays are over. But yay, your weird relatives left. But no more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. But there are no more desserts. But there's also no more holiday music, huh? The new year is full of ups and downs. But however you're feeling, you can always be happy with all the content on Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher, included with Prime.
Why'd you hit him so hard?
I don't hit soft.
Rent or buy new releases like The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. You can even add on hundreds of streamers, all in one app with one password. No bummers here, just lots of yay. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
And hopefully, Rod, as he mentioned, they can get hot here in this second half. I expect something to change, though.
Yeah, it'll be nice for them to be home for a little while.
Home cooking will help.
Yes.
Home cooking will help.
West Coast tours and Canadian tours have not been kind.
There are still a few more games on the road, though. They've got to get through those, and they need dubs. Like, they need, I don't care if they're close. I don't care if they're blowouts or whatever it is. The Vegas game was not a turning point. We all thought it was going to be. It was just a very good win. We all walked it back immediately a couple nights later and then in the game right before the Christmas break. Canes tonight in Nashville. Pyotr Kochetkov was in net tonight. No major changes for the Canes as we saw after morning skate. All right. It is bowl season's only appearance inside North Carolina. Officially, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Not to be confused with the Duke's Mayo Classic.
Yes.
Which is the kickoff game. This is the Mayo Bowl, of which the Duke's Mayo people are trying to outdo the Pop-Tarts people.
Right.
Which is the NC State, Kansas State game coming up tomorrow on Thursday night, where the Duke's Mayo people have been very active in promoting the fact that they are singing Take Me Home Country Roads and bars across Charlotte right now. They are eating mayonnaise in the stands, and somebody will apparently be eating mayonnaise with a giant ladle.
Of course.
In the stands
always.
At some point.
And everyone around them will be gagging.
And all this coming on today where Sam Howell got benched in Washington in favor of a Jacoby Brissett. Yes, that happened within the past hour.
Wow.
But Carolina is, in fact, playing West Virginia. Carolina is an underdog in this game. But it is a bowl game, and it means to show up and show out for a lot of Carolina Blue. Mack Brown, during the presser, talking about what it means for his Heels to play in this game.
It's really important that you, I think there's 38 bowl games, and it's really important you're one of them. It's the minimum standard that you have for your team. You get to practice like a spring practice extra, which is really important for next year's team. Now you, anybody on your team who has played in four games but couldn't play in a fifth because they were redshirt gets to play in the bowl game, so it's a new opportunity for them. You get to bring in your early enrollees out of high school. So we've had like 15 guys practicing. that'll get 10 practices before they go to spring practice. You get to bring in your graduate transfers and watch them. And your guys get to play one last time together. So it's really, really important to play. And then Duke's Mayo Bowl has done a great job for these guys and families. They've had a wonderful week. Danny Morrison, the Sports Foundation, Charlotte Sports Foundation, really puts on a show for these guys. So just sitting down there talking about their shopping spree and going to the racetrack and all the things they've done. And these are wonderful experiences for these guys. We had a great Christmas dinner last night. Had a lot of fun and had games, and they were laughing and cutting up. And I'm just sitting there watching them and thinking how blessed we are, because a lot of teams would like to be sitting here.
It's a stark contrast of what he was talking about when it came to defense and talking about how he owes nothing to the degenerate Saturday night bettor who is chasing bets. But hey, look, Max seems to be in a jovial mood when he comes to talking about Charlotte, and that's a good thing. That's a good representation of the state. Charlotte rolling out the red carpet for both teams very clearly. The Drake Malis North Carolina Tar Heels taking on, and both coaches are named Brown, by the way. So some Brown, Coach Brown,
wow.
Coach Brown will be dumped. Mayonnaise will be dumped on Coach Brown after tonight's game.
Yeah. Wow.
But Carolina, you know, of course, we'll be previewing this game coming up in the next hour a little bit deeper as we go straight to Charlotte. But Omarion Hampton, of course, the third leading rusher in the United States when it comes to college carrying the rock, will be playing in this football game. And I do have him as one of the bets also later on as well, as I'm trying to stick to all local athletes playing tonight. So there is a theme when it comes to placing bets. Coming up later on in the program, but it will be it'll be a fight.
Yes.
I don't know if it's going to be a rock fight
by
any means, but it will be a fight in Charlotte between these two teams, and both taking it seriously, which is helpful too.
It is helpful.
You know, you have a handful of opt-outs, but for the most part, it's still a college football game. I'm a sucker for bowl games. I'm a sucker for holiday classics and things like that. It's the same way at the Pop-Tarts Bowl that's happening in Orlando, where NC State will be taking on K-State. That seems to be a much closer game in terms of where things are. K-State's going to lean on a rookie, not a rookie, I hate saying rookie, I get NFL and NCAA, a freshman quarterback who is a dual threat quarterback. So their starter opted out, went to the portal, and they have a freshman quarterback who's dual threat, run, pass, throw, and that's going to be the threat that the defense of NC State's going to have to deal with. He also, much like Mac Brown, as he is in Orlando, thankful that they get to play in a said bowl.
You know, two similar football programs that really believe in fundamentals and toughness, togetherness. And I think, you know, when you watch both our teams play, they play hard. They're teams that play till the end. They fight, they're physical. I know our guys are excited to play, not just because we're playing a great opponent, but just an opportunity to, you know, go out and compete one more time with a group of young men for us that really came together in the middle of a season and won 5 straight games to elevate our program into the top 20 and kind of out of a real tough middle of the season into a great finish. And so an opportunity to continue to do that. And like Coach said, you know, there's gonna be some players out there that are getting, you know, expanded roles. Some of them their first time being in some of the roles they have. And so excited for them. You know, they've served our team in other ways, and now they get a chance to be in that role with, you know, Peyton Wilson not playing. So to get to see now Caden Fordham play a lot more for us, a young man that we're really excited to see out there. And, you know, for this team, a chance to really play one more game together. And for the seniors that we have that are playing, an opportunity to honor them and do it on a great stage. So. We do appreciate, you know, the opportunity, the hospitality, and obviously everything that y'all have done for us down here.
Pop-Tarts Bowl. And to emphasize, this game is tomorrow night, not tonight. So Duke's Mayo Bowl tonight in Charlotte. Pop-Tarts Bowl. Say that 85 times fast.
Yeah.
NC State, Kansas State. Kansas State was a ranked team up until the last poll, and then they fell out. So it was actually going to be a matchup of ranked teams. But State is actually the underdog in this one, which seems to be kind of a weird bit.
It is odd.
It's like 2.5 points.
Yeah.
But what is at stake for the Pack, not just to be able to eat out of the Pop-Tarts trophy, but and to eat the mascot, but also a 10-win season. only the second time State would have a 10-win season in its entire history. And that is very significant to have those 10 wins. There are a lot of college football programs that have 10 wins, and you celebrate those, and for some, it becomes like happenstance, just like, all right, another 10 wins. This one, getting 10 wins for State this season would be an incredibly special way to get 10 wins, considering how the first half of the season went, and the quarterback changes, and the early redshirting, and the opt-outs from players, and then the second half of the season,
yeah,
which led them to where they are, all the good, happy things that happened in the postseason to Peyton Wilson, as Dorn mentioned, and then leading into this game to where it is a swan song. It is a last hurrah for a lot of these seniors, and 10 wins would be an amazing kind of icing on the cake for this team if they can pull it off. So,
yep.
Pop-Tarts Bowl tomorrow night. That is tomorrow night, K-State and NC State. So, in another case, a team State will win.
Yeah.
Much like a
exactly.
Coach Brown will have mayo dumped on them.
See, too bad they're not reversed and the Coach Browns are at the Pop-Tart Bowl, because then you know what the mascot's going to be. Brown sugar.
Right. Like, there would be.
Like, you know that's what it would be.
We're all going to be tuning in for that.
Absolutely. That's the real question.
The one thing about these food bowls is we're always, what usually makes the highlights outside of like a long interception or a strip sack or something along those lines is the post-game celebration.
Right.
As we all know, we've all been conditioned through many movies, starting with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Stay through the credits.
Yes.
Wait for the end part. It's just as good as the regular part of the game, part of the movie.
And Marvel movies.
Same kind of deal here with the Pop-Tarts Bowl. We want to see him eat the mascot. Same way with the Duke's Mayo Bowl. It's going to be full slime time for a Coach Brown.
Ugh,
all right.
So funny.
So what makes a good teammate? As we close out the things that we need to get started here. So we're starting to see the gifts. We are in the midst of the holiday season, or in the sports season. It's called crossover season. So we have college basketball, we have college football, we have the NFL, the NHL is finally back, the NBA started playing, played its Christmas Day games, so that has been ongoing. But now we're seeing the leaks of gifts that were given by athletes to teammates, fellow players, and whatnot. Luka Doncic, the Dallas Mavericks star, who dropped 50 points on Christmas Day.
Oh, bummer. The holidays are over. But yay, your weird relatives left. But no more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. But there are no more desserts. But there's also no more holiday music, huh? The new year is full of ups and downs. But however you're feeling, you can always be happy with all the content on Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher, included with Prime.
Why'd you hit him so hard?
I don't hit soft.
Rent or buy new releases like The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. You can even add on hundreds of streamers, all in one app with one password. No bummers here, just lots of yay. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thinking about starting a new fitness or weight loss program? I've got a story you have to hear. I'm Lacey Green, a super trainer with Body. I had a client who came to me because she was really frustrated that every gym or trainer she tried made her feel bad because she was a beginner. She had tried it all, but she just felt humiliated. And that's when we started working together, and I took her through my 3-week program called For Beginners Only. Once she realized that she wasn't the problem and that she just needed the right program, she started to get results, and now she's completely unstoppable and feeling so confident. And I can do the same for you. On the Body app, subscribers lose 5 to 10 pounds consistently in their first month, and I bet you will too. And right now, I'm inviting you to sign up for a 1-year subscription to Body, and I'll give you $100 of in-home fitness equipment for free. But this is a limited-time offer for the next 500 beginners who want to get started. So to get your $100 in free gear right now, just go to body.com. That's body with an I.com. Again, BODI.com.
Later revealed, at least the Dallas Mavericks revealed, that his gift to not only the entire team, but to coaching staff and support staff.
Wow.
Mercedes EV bikes.
What?
And there's footage of these guys, and I say guys, remember basketball players are tall.
They are.
6'8", 6'10" guys sitting on these EV bikes rolling around this locker room.
Right.
Of which these are not cheap.
No, Mercedes alone just means expensive.
Luka Doncic bought everyone. Again, teammates, coaches and support staff all got an EB bike. He laid them all out in the room. He gave everyone kind of a little dap up and moved on.
Wow.
So if gift giving is the deciding factor of being a good teammate, Luka Doncic, probably a good teammate.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Jalen Hurts found this out about 10, 15 minutes ago, tweeted out, Jalen Hurts for his offensive line. Remember the old, they've been scoring a lot, goal line situations, fourth down and one, getting the old tush push.
Yeah, the tush push.
The brotherly shove.
Right.
He bought his entire offensive line Rolex watches.
Oh, wow. Well, that's fancy.
Rolex watches. I've never owned a Rolex watch.
Me either.
I have never owned a Folex.
Or as the kids call it, a Rolly.
A Rolly. I've never had a Rolly. But I can only imagine that when you go shopping, I mean, let's be honest, he probably has a personal assistant.
Of course.
Hey, listen, I need to get my guys something. What should I get? Rolex. Done. Points at it. I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many backups do we have? 4 guys. All right, they all get Rolex watches.
Wow.
It's Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles, quarterback. Was an MVP candidate for a while, not so much anymore, but the Eagles are winning football games. Gave his entire offensive line Rolex watches. Now, Tua Tagovailoa got called out on the X, as I got called out on the socials.
Oh, no.
For his gift by one of the guys who actually got one of the gifts. Tyreek Hill, all speedster, the cheetah, right? The
yes.
Cheetah Tyreek Hill and Miami Dolphins. Complained on Twitter that while the quarterback room got golf simulators, the wide receiving core got iPods. And there was a little sad face emoji.
Wow. But you shouldn't complain about a gift.
Is it the thought that counts?
It should be.
Right?
Because that's, now you're rude. Now he's rude for complaining about a gift, you know?
A personal playlist. A personal playlist from Tua. Golf simulators for the quarterback room, iPods for the wide receivers.
Wow, that's so sad. Well, look, I mean, yeah, it's not a Rolly or a Mercedes, whatever, but...
It's not. But
still.
Honestly, what makes a good teammate? The gift of giving and being and thinking of others?
Right.
I think you've got some good teammates, y'all.
What did he get Tua? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. Rude.
He gave him attitude.
Exactly.
That's what he gave him.
He gave him some sass.
He gave him sass. Yes.
Hey, guess what? It's not as hard to start a fitness or weight loss program as you think. And I'm going to give you $100 in free home gym equipment to prove it. I'm Carl, the co-founder of Body. That's Body with an I, the health and fitness app with thousands of 5-star reviews because our people get results. And I guarantee you'll lose 5 to 10 pounds in your first month or you don't pay. Just sign up for a Body annual membership during our New Year's Kickstart event in the next 10 minutes and I'll send you $100 worth of home fitness gear to help you succeed with classics like P90X, Pio, and 21 Day Fix. In fact, we have over 120 workout programs for every level of fitness, even one for beginners only. Listen, if you don't succeed, you get your money back. But keep the $100 in equipment as my gift just for trying. You've got 10 minutes, so go to body.com to sign up now. Again, that's body with an I.com.